Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. A tough topic, a secret, abortion. You know, unfortunately, in 50 years of practice, I have never met a lady who's had an abortion that has been happy about it or has felt comfortable or had good feelings about the decision and the action to actually abort a child. I've never seen, never heard a positive story. Every woman that has confided in me about her abortion has regretted it and has expressed sorrow and express it in a very emotional manner. It's an emotional topic. So how do you deal with this? How does somebody deal with this? Well, a lot of women do not want to talk about it at all. Never admit it, never bring it to light, never bring it to their own spouse so that their spouse knows about it. Many, many women hide this secret throughout their life. Talked to a woman not too long ago who decided to take this story, to take her experience to the grave, never to tell anyone. She didn't even tell me, although she intimated enough about the story that I knew what the issue was, but she took it to the grave. So what do you do? How do you handle this kind of a situation of a secret, and particularly the abortion secret? Well, first of all, number one, you have to forgive yourself. If you've had an abortion, or if you've been involved in the decision of an abortion for someone, you've been party to the issue, you first have to give your own self permission to be forgiven. You know, forgiveness is very personal. We always think about being forgiven by somebody else and so on, but there's a time of self-forgiveness, and this is a time of self-forgiveness between you and God and between your family and between this little child that you aborted. There has to be an act of forgiveness, sometimes just by saying it, sometimes by entering into some kind of a ritual, some kind of a action. But you have to say goodbye to that child and you have to be forgiven. Maybe plant a tree in the child's name so that there will always be something living, even though the child is not. So first of all, you have to do something about that yourself. Got to go through the act of personal self-forgiveness, and that often happens when you share the story with someone, a trusted friend. You know, somebody who's not involved in this situation, somebody who's not involved in your family decision making, but just somebody in your life that you really feel comfortable with and you can trust and you believe will have a healing effect for you. So admit it to somebody and share it with somebody. Okay, next is make sure that you bring it to light within your own marriage. It's best to bring it to light before you are married. Make sure that your past is brought out in the open before you enter into the marriage relationship with your spouse or your intended spouse. That's the best time, because if it's going to go south, it's better to do it then than later. So bring it out in the open. Now, if you didn't do it before, do it as soon as possible. Do it as early as possible. And do it before you have your own first child together in your marriage. It's got to be brought out into the open. It's got to be shared. And you can do this in some very delicate kind of ways. You can say, look, I have something to share with you, and but I'm afraid that you're going to hurt me. I'm afraid that you're going to leave me. I'm afraid that you'll make a major decision. I mean, you can admit to that. Or you can just say, look, I have something to share with you, and I want you to think about it before we talk about it. I'm going to tell you what it is, and then I want you to think about it, and then we'll talk about it several days later. Just you think about it and digest it and see how it's going to affect you. A good way to do that. And then maybe a couple days later, bring it up again for discussion and try to get it behind you through the act of forgiveness, through the act of awareness. Try to get behind you. Tell how much you grieved. Tell how much you hurt. Tell how much you have carried this burden and how it's affected you. Tell how much you want to be free from that grief and free from that sadness and that sorrow and that shame or feeling of depression or whatever it is you feel. Just admit how much you want to be free of that and begin a new life and begin an open life so that you can move forward as a couple and have your own children and move on with a sense of freedom and a sense of security and a sense of safety and not have to worry about this issue and how it's going to be brought up later in life and how it'll affect the marriage. Get it taken care of sooner the better. And if there are going to be negative consequences, then you deal with those. Counseling is a very important part of this. You may need some therapy just to get ready to share your story. As a couple, you may need some therapy together to digest the story. You may need a therapy program and a counselor you trust where you can unfold the story, where you can tell the story in a safe environment with support. So counseling provides a very important component to this issue of dealing with a past abortion that's been a secret for years. Get somebody you can trust, and then use that person in the sense of making it become known and deal with it so you can get it behind you and move on in your marriage and move on in your relationship. You got to heal together. You can't heal separately. This is an issue that you got to heal together. The healing together can be a growth experience, can be a bonding experience, can be an experience that brings you together stronger than you would otherwise. When you go through trauma together, you often bond strongly together. So don't worry about a trauma. Don't go it alone. That's the point. Make sure you go through this little trauma with somebody that you trust before you tell your spouse, and then do it together with your spouse so that you mutually process this news and this information and become a new couple as a result of that. And I might say this to the person who listens and hears the story. Be very gentle. Be very considerate. Be compassionate. Be kind. Be sensitive. Be aware that this is an area of hurt. Don't make light of it. Don't make a joke out of it. Don't make fun out of it. Never. Acknowledge it as a very serious matter, and a matter you're going to sincerely put behind you and move on in life in a positive growth manner. So secrets of the past can be dealt with. Secrets of the past can be processed. Secrets of the past can be growth experiences, can bring you together, can bring you in touch with somebody that's very important to you that otherwise you may not have that sense of togetherness or that bond. If there's a trauma, deal with it together. Don't do trauma alone. If it's an opportunity for a new experience, a new growth experience in your marriage, then bring it out and have a counselor help you. Move from point A to point B, from the secret to the openness, you know, from the shame and hurt and unpleasantness of it all to one where you can live freely and live openly and live more positively for the future. So no more secrets, okay? Let's make sure that we deal with it openly and forthrightly and in a very constructive and a kind manner. But I encourage you, if this is a story for you, I encourage you to follow some of these steps and make your own story now a point of healing, a point of growth, a point of new opportunity, a new beginning for you, particularly in your marriage. I encourage you to do so, but do it with professional help. Anyway, nice to have you with me, and bye for now.